I've said it before, no doubt I will say it again. Jesus must have been a very frustrating person to hang out with. When he's not answering questions with questions, or answering questions with stories, he seems to be making everything cryptic or using everything as a teachable moment. I wonder if the disciples ever thought, please, can we just have a straight answer for once? Take today's story from John chapter 4. I'm not going to touch the Pharaoh story in the Hebrew scriptures that we heard today, partly because I would just be tempted to do my impersonation of Pharaoh from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that I was in 12 years ago as Pharaoh. Anyway, I'm not going to. It's tempting though. So take today's story from John chapter 4. Jesus' buddies are trying to get him to eat. And his response is, I have food to eat that you do not know about. You what? You know, has he got a pack of sandwiches hidden in his tunic? Some leftover fish that would explain the funny smell around here? Of course not. Jesus is, in this gospel account, using the moment to make a point. My food is to do the will of the one who sent me. And of course, in the Gospels, and particularly John's Gospel, every encounter, every story, every event is there dripping with meaning. It's there to make a point, to share a particular part of the person who is Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. So the stories where Jesus wanders up a hill and has a sit down and doesn't teach the people, they're not there. Or the boat trips where nothing happens and the weather was nice. Or the meals, which were just ordinary, everyday affairs, none of them are recorded. These stories and sayings, parables, miracle and wonder stories we read in the Gospels are very carefully curated. They are there, says the authors of St. John, say the authors of St. John in the penultimate chapter of this Gospel, they're there for a reason. Quote, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. There is no hidden agenda to the Gospels. They want you to see, know, and follow the Christ. But on the way, there are many things shared which have an import of their own. Teaching that is effectively standalone, things valuable on their own account. And surprisingly, today's strangely cryptic little aphorism is one of those. Beyond that rather cryptic, I have food that you don't know about, way into the teaching, Jesus seems to be sharing something about virtue being its own reward. That those who do what is right and good and just are sustained by that work in itself, not by looking for reward, not by expecting to earn favor through doing the right things. Those who proclaim that Christian faith is about no more than pie in the sky when you die probably haven't read a lot of what Jesus actually said. Sure, Jesus is an eschatological prophet, meaning he teaches a lot about the end of the world as we know it, about the breaking in, one of my favorite German words, Einbrechtung, of the kingdom, the reign of God. But much of what he shares has an immediacy about it. The way we should love our neighbors as ourselves, the way we should treat the outsider and the stranger, the values Jesus calls us to live for their own sake. All of that translates into a way of living now, a way of doing what is just and right now. Jesus' greatest criticism seems to be for those who use religion for their own ends, to appear righteous, to gain status, to be admired for their piety, for those who abstract themselves from the daily calling to live with compassion and humility. That immediacy is present in the very last seemingly cryptic statement in today's gospel reading. Jesus says, do you not say, 4 months more, then comes the harvest. But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. I don't think that this is a statement about converting people. I think it's about making real the harvest of righteousness, the justice, the shalom of God, here and now. Not someday, not in the end, not eventually, but here and now. Or to quote something often misattributed to John Wesley, yet comes from an unknown source, but I think it's still valuable, and summarizes so much of the real work of being a person of faith. I leave you with this quote. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. Amen.